B7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. A happy Tuesday evening to you. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time Live. We, of course, have our Time Warp Hour until 10 o'clock, so you get a full 3 hours of Free Talk Live excitement, most likely, usually, where you are. Not all of our stations carry all the hours, and if they don't, call those stations up and demand to hear all 3 hours of this program.
It's the only way we're going to get more affiliates and more time is people calling program directors and general managers of their favorite radio station and telling them they want to hear Free Talk Live.
And if the favorite station won't do it, call the other two in town. Because we want to be on in your city full time. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number that you need to get in touch with us about absolutely anything you want. That's the concept behind this show. It's very simple. We're here to talk to you about whatever. Maybe it's political. Maybe it's an issue. Maybe it's a rant you want to get off your chest. Maybe something personal is going on with your, you got a family problem. You got a problem with a girlfriend. Maybe she's being a little crazy and you want to talk to somebody about it. We're here for you. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. You may also log on at freetalklive.com anytime and grab the latest last 6 days worth of archives. They're all there for you. Free. Nothing costs anything at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system with over 185 users, over 1,600 or 1,700 different posts on there. Check that out. It's all there at freetalklive.com. The updates section. You can sign up for our updates and just get clues as to anything new in regards to our website or our show. I sent an update last night, as a matter of fact.
That's because we had a new Shriner, a new gal on the Shrine of Female Listeners, Erin, who called in last night.
That's correct.
And said that she would send in her photo to be the first syndicated Shriner, as it were.
And she is.
And she did, and she is.
Although it was interesting because you, was it you that said something in regards to we should make it sound like a competitive thing? Like somebody should, whoever it is that sends in their photo will be the first syndicated Shriner.
I think I said that after I talked to Erin during the break, is what I said.
Right, I don't think it was on the air that you said that.
No.
But interestingly enough...
The competition's over.
Well, interestingly enough, though, there was somebody out there competing for it.
Yes.
We have more we have another picture to put up tonight. So Erin's our newest Shriner,
yes.
But...
Go check her out at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
Yep, she's right there on the front page. I mean, she's the first thing on the What's New section.
Is. Yes.
So you won't be able to miss her.
I said that it wasn't a beauty contest... But,
she's hot.
Yeah. Good-looking gal.
And as a matter of fact, again, as I was saying, we got another one almost immediately. So you're going to have two brand-new Shriners to take a look at here as of a few hours after the show tonight when I'm ready to update the website again. So we're going to put up Corinne,
yes,
who has emailed us as well. Corinne.
Also a very good-looking gal.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Again, but just to make it clear, ladies, you don't have to be attractive to be on the Shrine. Just total random happenstance that... We just happen to get two who happen to be attractive. But it's just something that we have on the web for anybody who is of the female persuasion. And the purpose is to show, look, women listen to our show.
Yes.
Because I tell you, I was just looking at some numbers.
It's to show men that women listen to our show. It's to show women that women listen to our show. And it's especially to show program directors at radio stations that women listen to our show.
Not only do they listen, but they take the time to send us their pictures.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're not setting this up. These women really are listening and sending their pictures. And most of them are callers, although we've never heard from Corinne on the air. So maybe she'll pick up her phone and dial in at 1-800-259-9231. It would be the perfect time to mention that if you call the show and you're a female, you get jumped right up to the front of the line.
Yep.
If there is a line, sometimes there's not.
Ladies are first at Free Talk Live.
Last night, we talked about the decriminalization of marijuana topic, and four different people all of a sudden jumped on the phone lines. One of those four was a woman. Guess who we went to first?
That's the rule.
That is the rule. And speaking of rules, we have made a slight policy change on the show.
Yep, there's a rule change.
This doesn't happen too often. I mean, we do call the show Free Talk Live because you really are free to call in and talk about anything you want.
Yes.
We used to have a rule back in the days when we were just a local show.
Yes.
That you could only call two times per night. And we had to institute that rule back in the day because we had some kids calling in. They wanted to call 15 times in a night, and that's just unacceptable.
I want to send out the shout-out to my boyfriend, Billy.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And, of course, we don't allow shout-outs on the show because we want to talk to you about stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now we're just going to change it to one call per person per night. And just to keep it simple. And the reason for that is because we don't want it to feel like it's the so-and-so in Kentucky show.
Yeah.
You know? Even though that person could still call once every night.
Yep.
At least they can't call once an hour. And that when somebody is on the air, that means there are other people who are probably waiting to get on it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the one call per night
sometimes
rule.
Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're not.
No.
But it keeps it open.
Yeah.
It keeps it open. And so therefore, more people, more different people can call the show.
It's just a variety issue.
And we get a more wide variety of opinions and callers. So that's what we're looking for. 1-800-259-9231. It doesn't mean we don't want to hear from you. We definitely do.
We still love you.
And of course, one of the reasons why people call us back is because they think of something. They think of something after the fact and they think, darn it, I wish I could have said that. Well, really try to structure your call so it's the best first call that you can make.
And call back tomorrow.
And if you think of something after the fact, send an email. Or call back tomorrow. One or the other. 1-800-259-9231. So we want to talk to you about anything. Now, I know something is pretty hot on your mind tonight, man. What's going on?
Yeah, well, there's I've got a news subject here on basically campuses made, according to this court ruling, campuses will be able to bar military recruiters. And I've got a big story about it, and I'll go into that later on.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
we really don't need to bring up more than one topic a night, do we? Because the calls just start coming in, and then we never even get to. There's no point in really selling some of this stuff. I just stumbled across something right before the show. The question that this article answers is China growing freer than the West? Is communist China growing freer than the West? And interestingly enough, on one of those Drudge websites out there, they had a huge headline today that says, Communist Christmas, Walmart made in China inventory to hit $18 billion. Again, making the suggestion that communists run China, and that's true. But interestingly enough, they have been going in the opposite direction as the United States. You believe it? Can you believe it?
Well, they have no place to go but up.
That's true. And they are indeed. And this article, I don't think I'm going to get into the details in it here, but I'll just summarize it for you right now.
No. That's a teaser. Emails tonight?
We do have emails.
Okay, got to go into emails.
We do have to go to the emails. And actually, we only have a couple of them. This one is from our newest Shriner. I asked her if I could read this. This was kind of the info that she sent along with her picture.
Okay.
And so I sent her an email back saying, well, can I read this on the air? She said, sure. She says, I didn't realize I was supposed to say something about myself.
Now, you
until
can see
now.
This picture of Erin at
freetalklive.com,
and she's right there at the front.
Exactly.
So check it out. Newest Shrine of Female Listeners.
Newest member of the Shrine of Female Listeners, also known as a Shriner.
I've never been able to
lovingly known as a Shriner. Didn't realize I was supposed to say something about myself until just now. I'm a 20-year-old college student at Contra Costa College. And I live in Berkeley, California, of all places. I'm also for the full decriminalization of all drugs, not because I believe that we should be able to put anything in our bodies necessarily, but primarily because I know drug use has skyrocketed since the war on drugs, which he's absolutely right about.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sure, back in the day, back in 1910, any kid could walk into the local convenience store and buy a bottle full of heroin, but it just wasn't happening.
No.
The real drug users back in the day were, do you know who they were, Manwich?
Housewives have always gotten the bad
rap. Bored housewives.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that there was some big city drug use, too. I mean, I've read some books by, that outlined drug use.
I'm sure there was.
Early 20th century.
From the research I've done, the kind of core category of drug users back in the day were bored housewives. I mean, waiting for a husband to get home and all you have to do is clean the house? God, I don't blame them. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll finish Aaron's email coming up next, and we'll take your calls about anything. That's why we call the show Pre-Talk Live.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief, in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whatever it is, personal or political, something you want to get off your chest, an issue you want to talk about, by all means, bring it up. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to read a couple emails and then jump into some of the topics that we want to talk about.
Got some show prep here.
So first off, we're reading this email from Erin. She's our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. She's our newest Shriner. You can see her picture at freetalklive.com. She's right there on the front of the page, front of the site.
She's worth going to look at, too.
Absolutely, freetalklive.com. And ladies, if you're out there listening to the show and you want to be part of the Shrine, it's in good taste. It's just representative of the women listening to the show. You do not happen to be an attractive lady to be on the Shrine. Just to happens to be that Erin is one of them. So you can log on again at freetalklive.com. So she emails this. She's saying that she is for the decriminalization of all drugs, which we're right along with you there, babe. not because she believes that we should be able to put anything in our bodies necessarily, but primarily because she says, I know drug use has skyrocketed since the war on drugs, which is absolutely right. She says,
now, yeah, I guess the reason that I'm for decriminalization is because the fact that drugs are criminal is what makes crime happen. I mean, most crimes are drug related, and that doesn't mean that somebody's gotten hyped up on PCP and gone out and smoked some little old lady, because that almost never happens.
Well, PCP is a little different.
PCP is probably the worst one. It's the worst example, but all I'm saying is it rarely happens.
And it rarely happens that anybody gets high on PCP these days anyway. I really don't think it's out there.
It's not out there.
Pretty much these days you're dealing with marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy. I would say those are probably the
heroin.
Heroin's still out there.
Yeah, definitely heroin.
I would say those are the four.
The point I'm trying to make is most of the crime is committed so that people can get money in order to buy more drugs.
That's correct.
And so there you have your store robberies. There you have your people being robbed at knife point or gunpoint for their wallet.
Showing up to your car at night and finding out your stereo got jacked.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Any of those things. All that crime is based on the fact that drugs are illegal. That's what endangers me. I don't do drugs.
Right.
I don't want to get involved in drugs, and I shouldn't be endangered by people that do that. But the fact is that since it's illegal, that's what's happening.
As a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. I think you had your car broken into recently, right? Like a few months ago?
Yeah, you were
downtown.
Actually, somebody cut the top of my convertible, yes.
Here in Tampa Bay, somebody sliced the top of your convertible and took like 50 cents out of it or something.
Yeah, it was probably $2 and change.
They were probably trying to buy some Listerine. But
yeah, I'm sure they were stealing money to buy cigarettes or maybe alcohol. Probably alcohol.
It could be.
It could definitely be alcohol. But, I mean, when you're talking about stealing that small of amount of money, but
if your house gets robbed, if you get held up at gunpoint, if some sort of violent action happens to you to separate you from your possessions or your money, there's, I would say, and I think I've seen a study that reflects this, there's at least an 80% chance that just happened to get somebody high. That just happened so somebody could go out and buy at least 80%.
What are they buying? Christmas presents for the kids?
Yeah.
Of course it's an 80% chance. I mean, it's a 90% chance.
So that's just an example of how drastically we could cut our violent crime rate simply by ending the war on drugs.
That's why the crime rate's so high.
Yeah. Overnight, the black market would no longer have the death grip that it has on drug users, and the drugs would be able to be manufactured legally, safely. I mean, they talk about all the time as though it's some big epidemic of kids overdosing on all sorts of drugs, and really it doesn't happen that often. People overdose more on prescription medications than they do on illegal drugs. But even if overdoses were happening more often, and they're not, but even if they were, if drugs were legal, they would happen even less often than they do today, because they'd be manufactured in a clean process, not in the back of somebody's shed in their backyard, in some meth lab or something.
Yeah.
Where who knows what is being put into
God knows, rat poison or anything that they could put in there.
Interestingly enough, one of the more popular drugs
powdered up depleted uranium.
Yeah, who knows? One of the more popular drugs today is a little drug called ecstasy. And that's frequently one of the most adulterated drugs on the market. And people buy them on the market, and they're called beans. Well, that means that they've got other stuff in them. That means there's probably some cocaine in there. That means there may be some heroin in there. There's usually just a mishmash of drugs kind of mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really ecstasy. You're not really just buying pure ecstasy. In fact, there are some studies going on right now. And our friend of the show's Crackhead Bill, he's actually involved, not in the study, but he's involved with the organization. It's called MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Psychoactive Studies Group or something like that. And they're actually using pure ecstasy in psychological studies. They've found that it can help people who, let's say you've been going to a shrink for a while, man, for all I know, you might be. Let's say you've been going to this shrink for a while and you've got a real tough time opening up about, let's say, your father beating you in the past. You can understand that. People tend to kind of wrap that one up. They kind of box that up and shove it back in the corner of their memory.
Right. Okay.
Well, this drug, this MDMA, real pure ecstasy, helps these people get more comfortable in the psychiatrist's office, because people get this feeling of love and this sensation of overwhelming acceptance when they're on this drug. And so they're actually finding that it's helping people to deal with, to take these problems that they've had in their past and literally finally come to grips with them in a meaningful way to where it will not be affecting their lives in the future. That's the kind of profound thing that this drug is allowing some
now,
people
how
to do.
Is it that they're able to do these studies?
Secret studies. They're being done secretly.
I see. I was going to say, because the government certainly wouldn't want to make that legal because somebody might abuse that drug.
Although they did, believe it or not, I find this hard to believe, but I honestly saw the news report. The DEA and the FDA have approved this particular organization, the MAPS organization. They have approved them for real, legitimate, like government-approved studies. I'm not saying that I'm not saying the government is funding it, but I'm saying the government is going to allow them to go on. Now, to me, that would seem to be, and what our email here, our email from Erin says, she goes on to say that there's the war on drugs because it's the CIA's war on the competition and the people who don't pay them their cut. She's making the allegation that the CIA is the group bringing in all the drugs into the country, etc. Well, you think if that's really true, and in some cases it may be, and in some cases it's probably not, but if that's really true, there really has to be some forces out there at work to get something like this to happen, to get the FDA and the DEA to approve a study like this. Somebody's pulling some strings, and you know who it is, most likely? It's probably the doctors. It's the doctors of America who want to bring this drug back so they can prescribe it to their patients. Whereas, ecstasy is not really something that you can just manufacture in your backyard. Like, you can throw some seeds for marijuana in your backyard, and you can't stop it from growing. Any Joe Schmo can grow marijuana, but creating your own ecstasy pills is a whole other operation.
I imagine it's quite an operation.
So I'm thinking maybe it's these doctors who are saying, well, we want to bring this back into the mainstream. Sure, we'd like to see marijuana legalized, because there's plenty of doctors out there who have agreed that it helps patients, as we talked about last night.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we'd love to see marijuana legalized, but we don't really stand to benefit that much from that coming back. Whereas if they bring ecstasy back, then they really do stand to benefit from it. Interesting theory, eh?
Well, the pharmacies would.
The doctors would be able to prescribe it. We'll come back. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You think that's a bad idea, making that drug legal? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. You can even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Life is sweet, especially when you're turning 16. When I come back, I'll tell you how some teens are blowing out their candles early and explain why you should wait. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Sweet 16's a memorable year for dating, dancing, and driving. But many teens blow out their candles early. Their life candles, that is, when driving goes from sweet to sour. Car crashes account for over one-third of deaths among American high schoolers. But those just 16 years old are most likely to speed and to have single-vehicle crashes. Parents, fan safety flames in your teenagers by practicing graduated licensing, insisting on seat belts, and supervising practice drives. Above all, light the way by good example. Now the only candles being blown out are the ones on the cake. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And a happy Tuesday evening to you again. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. From 9 to 10, you'll get the Time Warp Hour, which is a, well, a rerun. 1-800-259-9231. We're in the middle of this email from Aaron, who is our newest member of the Shrine, the newest Shriner. And you can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners for yourself at freetalklive.com and see Aaron's picture. We're in the middle of her email, and we kind of got lost on a side tangent about just
as
the war
we have a tendency to do,
right? Just the war on drugs and some of the things that it results in, which of course more violence against innocent people, more drug use just amongst the population. The war on drugs basically has the opposite effects of its intentions, like most government programs.
Yep.
And I went off kind of talking about ecstasy, which is one of the more, I would say, popular drugs out there right now. It's certainly not as popular as marijuana, and this could all, the war on drugs could really be called the war on marijuana because it seems to be where the focus is. But nonetheless, looks like ecstasy might be on the track back towards possible partial legalization again. The FDA, and we just mentioned the FDA and the DEA have approved one organization, and I think they're called MAPS, they've approved this organization to do some testing with this particular drug, and it's very interesting, some of the results that it's had. If that's scary to you, though, we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, let's get back to this email here from Erin. She says, "But anyway, I'm a huge Alex Jones fan, and that's how I found out about you guys, as I was listening to his GCN link on his website. I'm currently boycotting, and hey, thanks. We appreciate that." Not that Alex knew that he was sending listeners to us, but we appreciate that. "Well, I'm currently boycotting activating against Target for cutting off Salvation Army and no longer allowing them to collect in front of their stores." Have you heard about that?
Yes. Target has decided that it would be best in their best interests to not allow Salvation Army bell ringers in front of their stores.
Now, I had heard that the reasoning behind it was they felt like, well, first of all, apparently it had always been their policy to not allow solicitors, I guess you could say, yeah, outside of their stores.
Like the Girl Scouts. And, you know, the local
Muscular Dystrophy team. Association. Yeah. Who knows who else would be out there. And they apparently were making this one exception for the Salvation Army. And they felt like the fact that they were making this exception was just getting them more inquiries from people saying, well, you let them do it, why don't you let us do it? That kind of thing. If we let one group do it, we have to let them all do it. So instead, they're not going to let anybody do it. Although I got to say that what Aaron's doing here is a great example of a free market action.
Free market action, absolutely.
I don't personally care. To me, I don't give money to the Salvation Army.
It's an excellent organization, and I've I've gone and done a story on the Salvation Army. I've viewed their areas and checked it all out, and I think that they do a great service.
I don't have a problem with generally what it is that they do, and of course that is they provide at least here in the Tampa Bay area, they provide a place for the homeless to go and stay, and they provide a stepping point for them, for the ones who are serious about getting out of being homeless. They provide kind of a starting point for that, a little bit of training, some opportunities for them, and they really do help a lot of people. I do believe that.
Sure.
And if I feel like it, sometimes I'll throw something in there a little. But as for the most part, I do not donate to them, and that's just because they're the Salvation Army, and they're there to salvate or to save people from a religious sense. And I don't like the idea of that, and so therefore I just don't donate to them. But that's my free market decision to not donate to them. And well, also,
if the religious organizations don't do it, who the heck is going to?
You're right. I just That's just my personal issue with it.
Okay.
That's why I don't, okay? You're not going to talk me into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the Salvation Army is making, okay, Target's having a free market decision by making the decision to not allow them in front of their stores.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to be some people that are angry about this, and Erin is obviously one of those people who feels strongly. She says she's participating in a boycott, which is the perfect response, because there's two possible responses to a move like this. One is you boycott. You tell other people, you say, hey, Target's doing something that I think's really bad, and I think that you should join the boycott and go shop at Walmart or Kmart. Or Sears. Or Kmart. Sears. So that's one option. And then the other option is taken by a whole other subset of people out there, and that's the option of, well, they can't do that. There should be a law. There ought to be a law that Salvation Army can ask for donations in front of all stores. And, of course, that's the wrong answer. Now, why is that the wrong answer?
Because it's none of anybody's business what I allow to happen on the front of my store. You know? I mean, it's just not fair.
No, you're right.
I mean, shouldn't the Klansmen be able to get out there and panhandle too? I mean, the thing is if you're going to make it fair for one group, you've got to make it fair for everybody.
Which is why Target rescinded their ability to do that sort of thing. And, you know, if Target really feels a pinch, if Erin and the people that she's associated with are successful in their boycott, and Target notices, it's Christmas of 2003, Christmas of 2002, and 2001, here are our statistics. Christmas of 2004, we've dropped 5%.
Things don't look good.
Yeah, if a 5% drop in Christmas sales is a pretty big chunk.
Huge.
So if they notice that there's a hit in business and they can somehow attribute it to all of the complaints that I'm sure they're getting about this, because you know Target local stores are getting complaints, and you know that the national office is getting a bunch of complaints. At the same time, I'm sure there are people who are calling saying, thank goodness you got rid of them, they really annoy me. But I would say they're probably getting more complaints than of that other type of call. So if they do feel the pinch, if they do feel they're alienating customers, what do you think they're going to do, man? Which
they're going to bring those. They're going to hire people to ring bells themselves, little red pots.
Now that would be mean, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be just mean to have just Target employees standing out there in red
ding,
smocks
ding, 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 ding.
With a red bell? Because I mean, they the Salvation Army has the red smocks on. All they'd have to do is just somehow fool people into not seeing the Salvation Army logos.
I really meant that they would try very hard to get actual Salvation Army bell ringers back.
And I'm sure Salvation Army would be right there, Johnny, on the spot to be back.
Yes.
Because according to something that I read, they're going to be losing $1 million or something like that. It just in, I think it was the Tampa Bay area alone, as far as what they could possibly raise. So it's definitely having an effect on the Salvation Army, and a lot of people are concerned. So those of you out there doing the boycott, bravo, you're doing the right thing. I don't necessarily agree with your boycott, and so I'll keep shopping at Target. And so will a lot of other people. So that's kind of the question. Is your boycott going to be enough? If it's not, you lose, and then you have to take your business elsewhere. And you have to avoid all those great trendy things that they have at Target. Isn't it just a trendy place?
It's a very trendy place. They're really targeting that young professional market.
1-800-259-9231. I'm not trying to plug them or anything like that. If I have my preference, I go to Walmart because they're cheaper. 1-800-259-9231.
So, I like Target, on the other hand.
I do like Target. I do like their products that they carry. So who knows? Maybe they'll change their tune next year. So she's currently boycotting, activating against Target, and no longer allowing the Salvation Army to collect in front of their stores. She says also, as well as doing what I can in the Bay Area to expose government corruption by showing things like Alex Jones films at Humanist Hall in Oakland, which is apparently somewhere where you can show films to people. It will be. And then she goes to plug, for those of you in Oakland, where and when she's doing that. So thanks for the email, Erin. We certainly appreciate your time. And we appreciate your submission to the Shrine of Female Listeners. Again, if you want to see what Erin looks like, log on at freetalklive.com. And we are going to be returning. We got another email in the hopper about evolution. But if you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, you can do that. Your calls come first. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. During the break, got shot an instant message from one of our listeners, Skyler. We wanted to clarify that there are indeed some atheist charities out there. It's just that their groups aren't as big, so they don't get noticed as often. So you wanted to make that clear. There are atheist charities out there for you to donate to. And I think that there's plenty of charities that don't, I think more importantly, there's a lot of charities that don't necessarily throw the God sign up.
Many of them don't.
It's just that we
live in a mainly Christian nation.
Yes, we do.
So therefore, it's going to be mainly Christian charities.
Some of them feel like they can probably get more money if they ally themselves with a particular sect or a particular religion, and more power to them. It's, again, a free market in charities. I can donate to whatever charities I choose. The problem is when government takes my money by force and redistributes it to the charities of their choice. That's a real problem, like with George Bush's compassionate conservatism programs that he has.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. Let's get to this other email here. This one from Scott. He emails in regards to evolution. He says, just a thought on evolution. What is known as Neanderthal man was contemporary with modern man. These two lived side by side for a period of years.
This is all, the science on this stuff isn't exactly firm. Let's go.
Okay. Neanderthal man actually had a larger brain than modern man. Therefore, it's logical to assume that Neanderthal man was as smart as, if not smarter than, modern man. The idea, I don't know about that. Dinosaurs, they had small brains, didn't they?
Yes. Go ahead.
No, wait. Does that mean smaller dogs are smarter than big dogs?
The intelligence is basically figured on size of brain versus body mass. Go ahead.
All right. Neanderthal man was as smart as, if not smarter than, modern man. The idea that modern man somehow hunted Neanderthal man to extinction is not likely, and someone was posturing that on an earlier show. The reasons for his disappearance is still not known today. As far as evolution is concerned, I have some very good questions as to its validity. For instance, while it is known that a blind cavefish has evolved through millions of years of living within the darkness of caves to the point where they no longer require the use of eyes and thus are born eyeless, it is also true that man, after having lived millions of years on Earth, have yet to evolve to the point where we are used to the rays of the sun. We have eyelids, of course, but their use is more for the keeping out of mild irritants such as dust than for any protection against the glare of the sun. I find it, and it feels like he's pretty accurate so far with those statements.
Well, I mean, the blind cavefish never has to, and is never in the light there. But you know, I mean, our eyes have to deal with all kinds of different light, like complete darkness, to watch for predators at
that
time. So I mean, I don't know.
And plus, he's applying his human mind to our bodies and assuming that the human mind can figure out evolution and the human mind can figure out where we're going and where we should have come from.
And I personally believe in, you know, that I have some of those same questions. Like, I want to know exactly why the Earth and the Moon are appear exactly the same size in the sky. It's
total
really
coincidence.
Odd.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jorge in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jorge.
Hello, Free Talkers!
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's a good word, Free Talkers?
Oh, man, we're just having a good old time. How are you?
Yes, I hear you talk about the moon and the sun and the caveman.
Yeah, how do you feel about all that?
About the caveman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the caveman. I know him.
You do?
Yeah.
Like a Sasquatch or something like that? You know a caveman?
Yeah, it's like a Yeti.
Okay.
It's like the Yeti, you heard of the Florida skunk ape?
You don't actually know one of them.
Oh, yes, I know this. I know him.
Oh, wait a minute. You're calling from Tampa Bay. I mean, are there Yeti in the Tampa Bay area?
Yes, there's a Yeti, and I know him. It is my roommate's mom.
All right, I didn't see that one coming, Jorge. What else, sir? What else you got?
Yeti, what?
Huh?
What?
What else you got, Jorge?
I just want to talk to the Free Talkers.
You're on, buddy.
I still cannot hear you on the radio box. So
now, did you make those calls?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's your fault, then. If those program directors don't know that you want to hear us, then they're probably not going to put us on. So you need to call up and let them know that there's a clamoring in the Hispanic community for Free Talk Live to be on the air.
You know, I mean, it's really not that big of a deal for me, so.
All right, get out of here, then. We'll talk to you later.
Hey,
huh? What?
I want to talk.
You want to blow my show off and then you want to talk to me?
Hey, come on, man.
I'll let Manwich talk to you.
I'm kidding.
You talk to him, Manwich.
Why don't you go ahead and call those program directors for me, Jorge?
Yeah, how about we talk to you then?
Hey, come on, guys.
How about you can't call the show unless you've talked to them?
I called in.
Did you really?
I talked to them.
Did you really? That's awesome.
Yeah,
you think he's making it up?
No, I talked to them. Yeah.
All right, Jorge.
Get out of here.
We're done with you.
I do not want to go.
Well, you're out. You're out. See you later. We got other calls. Charlie, you're calling from somewhere. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's hard to follow up Jorge there, but...
Where are you calling from, Charlie?
Do your best silly voice.
Oh, yeah, my best silly voice. I'm calling from Hartford, Connecticut, listening to you on the Internet.
Okay. Excellent.
Now, in regards to your email about the Neanderthal man having a larger head, so his brain was larger, so he was smarter,
mm-hmm.
That is, now I'm not an expert on this, but I'm going to throw a wrench in that theory, because Einstein's brain was smaller than the average man's brain, and he was obviously smarter than the average man, so... I'm not going to question or I'm not going to give an answer as to, you know, the size of a brain and what makes it smart or not, but...
I'd say you definitely poked a hole in that argument. Charlie,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. We get other calls on the line. Scott's waiting. We're going to get to him next. And your call as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
This is Free Talk Live. It is 1-800-259-9231, the number that you need to get in touch with us about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're in the middle of this email about evolution and one particular emailer's theories or questions in regards to it. He's trying to kind of poke some holes in the theory. And I got to say, I'm not a subscriber. I mean, it seems like it's a good theory, and there's definitely some evidence that points to it. But I haven't signed on the dotted line on it yet, I gotta say. And I probably never will. Because it really doesn't affect how I live my life. But we're gonna go right back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Scott in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott?
I think you are talking to me, Skyler?
Oh, they wrote somebody's name in as Scott. But hello, Skyler. What's on your mind?
No problem. Hey. Just wanted to call and, first of all, I don't know, I guess attack you guys a little bit. I'm a little irritated about your saying, I guess that's right, about there not being any atheists.
I did get on the air after that break and correct myself.
I did hear you, but the problem is that you guys, you kind of were like, oh, well, yeah, okay, yeah, I guess there's a few charities, and, but the biggest problem is that a lot of these Christian organizations, they want to push forward the notion that if you're an atheist, you don't give a crap about anyone but yourself.
Now, you didn't hear us getting on and propagating Christian charities, so why in the world would we have got on and propagated atheist charities? I mean, atheist charities aren't paying our way here.
What are you talking about? I didn't say that you should.
No, I'm just saying we. I didn't.
I'm just saying that, when you got back on and you said about, you know, you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, I guess there's a few charities. When it wasn't like a. What I'm saying is that, you know, at first, the first thing that you said was, you know, oh yeah, I guess there aren't any atheist charities. I mean, that was the first thing you said. And then you corrected yourself and you're like, oh well, yeah, there's some atheist charities. But I mean, I think what really needs to. I mean, you guys are normally about. Talking about what's going on, and you expose some things that where people are normally where their thought processes are being directed, shall
okay.
we say, and where the norm is not correct.
Gotcha.
Right? Well, I think the norm is being influenced by the Christian notion that, and I think a lot of Christians like to keep this thought going that. And push this notion that atheists don't care. You know, like there's this like, common expression, there are no atheists in Fockle.
Sure, I saw a quote the other night, I think it was two nights ago, from the former president of the United States, George Bush. I saw a quote from him basically saying that he doesn't think atheists are even atheists could be patriots at all. He doesn't feel like atheists are even real citizens of America, which was a real insult.
You know, and I'm not even an atheist, and I hate, you know, having to defend atheists all the time, but I mean... There is ridiculous prejudice in this country against atheists, and
you're right.
It's constant that they want to keep. I don't know, just pushing the atheist down. I don't know,
and I don't know why either. I mean, every atheist I've ever met has always been just another caring, personal individual who has their own set of morals, and it's not like you have to have this compass, this Bible that you have to live your life by just to understand the difference between right and wrong. And I think that's another thing that people have, another misconception that people have about atheists, that all of them are just these immoral folk, and it's just not true.
Wait, are you heading? Do I hear music? Are we heading
over? Yes, we afraid.
The other thing that I really wanted to talk to you about was the evolution thing.
All right, we'll hold you over for that one. Hang on, 1-800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231, and if you're on the line, hang through the break. We're going to get to you. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and